There are fewer than 30 men in the world qualified to drive Formula One. A mere half dozen, perhaps, to win. At this moment, I'm inclined to think you are not one of them.
No, you want to.
Keep up the good work, Stephen, and there you have it. There you go.
Hello, this is Desiree for F1Weekly.com. I'm your in-depth correspondent.
Let's go with the qualifying, Steve.
Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm the host of the program. This is a special weekend edition, podcast number 450, August 14th, 2010. Nasser, introduce this special interview for this weekend's podcast.
Yes, sir. This special interview is with Mr. Rio Haryanto. He is 17 years old and already a race winner in GP3 this year. So very impressive. Last year, he won the Formula BMW Asia Championship with 6 wins and 12 podium finishes from 15 races. He also won karting championships in his younger days. Rio is an exciting young talent from Indonesia with a bright future. This conversation took place at Hockenheim last month, and I would like to thank him for his time and wish him all the best in his future racing endeavors.
Okay, folks, I'm here at Hockenheim with a driver from the land of Krakatoa, Mr. Rio Haryanto of Central Java in Indonesia. Rio, welcome to F1 Weekly. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
How did the two races at Hockenheim go for you?
Well, yeah, in Hockenheim, in the qualifying, I did quite well with a tricky condition, in the wet condition, and yeah, I managed to qualify 9. But yeah, in the first race, it was a little bit unlucky because it done in the half, and there's a car coming in and just hit me. And yeah, I did not finish, and in the race 2, I have to start from 19, and after that, after first lap, I was already at a P9, which is a good start, and yeah, I overtook many cars, but then again, down the second lap, on the second corner, yeah, I got a contact again, so yeah, it's a bit unlucky this weekend, and yeah, I will work very hard for the next race in Hungary, in Budapest. Yeah.
How far is your hometown Solo from Jakarta and Sentul racetrack?
It's about 1,000 kilometers from my hometown. So yeah, I always practice in Sentul when I was young, in a karting track and also the racetrack. So yeah, yeah, I used to go there and practice every weekend in Sentul.
How did you develop interest in motor racing? Was there interest in motorsports in your family?
Yeah, well, there's a background of motor racing in my family. Obviously, my dad, my brothers, they are all racing drivers in the old days, and now it's my turn to catch up with them. Yeah.
Good. Your racing credentials are very impressive. 3 years in a row, you won Asian Karting Championship. Please tell us about this championship, how many countries are included in the calendar, and the depth of competition compared to, let's say, Europe or other parts of the world where you may have raced.
Yeah, in Asian Championship, there are quite strong drivers, but it's just only maybe the top 5 drivers who really competing and who really, you know, pushing hard. But yeah, compared to Europe, it's so much harder. It's like out of 30 cars, they are all want to win. You know, they're really like professional, and yeah, there's only one winner in the race. So yeah, I have to work very hard to get that. Yeah.
In 2008, at the age of 15, you finished third in the Asian Formula Renault. What were the highs and lows of the season for you?
Sorry, what was the...
What was the best part of the season for you and the most disappointing parts?
Yeah, on 2008 in Formula Renault, it was my first year in single-seater, So yeah, I have to learn a lot from the driving techniques and also the adjustment for the setup, because it's completely bigger than karting. So yeah, it's a lot more to learn. And yeah, in 2008, at the beginning of the year, I was quite struggling to compete with the front runners. But yeah, but at the end of the year, I was managed to finish on the top three, and it was a good result for the first year. And then on 2009, I joined Formula BMW, which is, you know, more competitive in Asia. And yeah, I won the championship in 2009.
Yeah, you know, what I find interesting is normally people do Formula BMW, then go to Renault because it's a bigger car. You did the other way around. What was the reason for that?
Well, yeah, at that time I planned to go Formula Renault in Asia, and then the next year Formula Renault in UK or in Europe. But then, yeah, because of the sponsorship, which has to made me, you know, to win in Asia. And yeah, after I won the championship, there are more sponsors to come and to support me. So yeah, that was the reason why I choose to go the other way around.
Okay, I understand. I see. So talking of sponsors, I see Pertamina. We all know it's the big Indonesian oil company. Telkomsel speaks for itself. What is this Pilihan, Terbaik, and some kids running around? What's going on there?
This is my dad's company. It's actually a stationary company. Stationary. So yeah, it's always up here since my career from when I was young. Which, you know, he helped me, he sponsored me from young. So yeah, it will always be up here.
Okay, that's good. Okay, in Formula BMW Asia, you were champion, like you said. 6 wins, 12 podium from 15 races. What was your best race and best win?
Well, the best part is actually in Macau, which, you know, is a very challenging track, and you know, it's a very difficult track. You know, as soon as you miss the breaking point or you turn in too late, it's so easy to go to the wall, you know, and your race is over. But yeah, in Macau, the last race of the year, there are like a lot of European drivers who join, so we can see the comparison between Asian drivers and European drivers. But in Macau, I was able to be on podium, on third. So although yeah, I couldn't win it, but still, you know, I was fighting with the European guys, the front runners.
Good. You are now in GP3 series. Why did you decide on this series? This is a new series. And did you look at other series like F2 and F3 Euro series before deciding on this one?
Well, again, it's also for the sponsorships, because I think GP3 has huge publicity because it's first year in the series, and it also follows the Formula One supporting race, so it's good for the image, for the sponsorships, and yeah, the level of the competitiveness is very high. And yeah, we all, like, you know, we race in the same car, same tires, same fuels, same wings, so yeah, the driver and the engineer itself, it makes the difference.
Your first victory came in the fourth race of the season, which would mean only round two in Istanbul. Were you surprised?
Yeah, definitely, because like at the beginning of the year, I was expecting, you know, to be just on the top 10. But yeah, after the Barcelona race, yeah, I was pretty behind. But then when it came to Istanbul, at a free practice session, I was, you know, the fastest, and which that, you know, makes the team, me, more confidence. And yeah, at the qualifying that day in Turkey, it wasn't work very well because I was struggling to manage the traffic. But then yeah, I started P16, and in the race one, I was able to finish on the 8th, and yeah, race two, I got the pole position. And yeah, I was so much confidence because I knew the car is good, and yeah, I just made a good start. And after that, I could manage to control the race from the lead to till finish. So it was a good result. Good, quite impressed. Yeah.
How do you like the track, Istanbul track?
Well, Istanbul is also the weather is very hot, and yeah, the track is also very challenging. A lot of fast corners, which you know I like more likely on the fast to drive on the fast corners. So yeah, I think the layout it suits me quite well, and obviously the setup was working over there. So yeah, everything was you know come together, and we could win the other day.
This is a major win for Indonesian motorsport. So are you now a folk hero in your country, like Kubica in Poland?
Yeah, at the moment it's quite popular now. Many fans in my countries, and yeah, a lot of also publicity for me to, you know, also for the sponsors for the next year, maybe they can help me more. And yeah, it's a good and for Indonesia, you know, I race for Indonesia, and they support me more now. Yeah.
Do they have billboards now, big signboards on the road saying Rio Rocks?
Yeah, some part there in Jakarta. Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Good. Okay, who is guiding and managing your career? You're so far from home. Yeah, I'm sure you have some professional help.
Yeah, he's here at the moment. Pierce Honeysett.
Pierce
yeah,
Honeysett?
Yeah, he's from England. And yeah, I just worked with him at the beginning of the year, this year. And yeah, before he was managing Naren Kartikeyan and many Asian drivers, and also yeah, many other drivers who got to Formula One, ex-drivers. Yeah.
He must by now like spicy curry.
Yeah, you like spicy curry? You like spicy curry?
We are here with Rio's manager. Your name, sir?
Piers Honeysett.
Great, he's telling me you have managed quite a few Asian drivers, so have you developed your taste for spicy Indian food, Singapore firecrackers?
Yeah, spicy food is good, chili, curry, anything. So yeah, I'm not English anymore, I've become Asian.
Great, thank you for your feedback. Okay, during the racing season, are you based in Europe or racking up frequent flyer miles on Garuda?
During the seasons, now I plan to have a base in England. But yeah, Garuda gave me some free tickets to fly to Amsterdam, and because they only have to Europe for a route to Amsterdam, and after Amsterdam I need to take another flight to get to England. But yeah, it's a good, you know, sponsorships to deal with, especially with my families who wants to come. They give like a free tickets as well.
Okay, when you were, I mean, you're still a young guy. Yeah. When you were growing up, who was your racing hero, and what is your favorite track?
I like Ayrton Senna because you know the determination he got to win is very high, and yeah, I like to watch his old videos, the way he overtake, the way his life is, you know, I think he's a good legend. Okay. And
a final question, tell our listeners a little bit about you, the man, not the race car driver, what you like, what kind of music, this and that.
I like more acoustic music, acoustic, yeah. Like I think singer from America is Jason Mraz. I really like him.
What kind of food do you like?
Italian food and Indonesian food.
Ah, are you shooting for a drive at Ferrari?
Sorry, for shooting for Ferrari.
Yeah, you're eating spaghetti and pasta. Are you trying to get your way into Ferrari?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Rio Haryanto, thanks for joining F1Weekly.com.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com, thanking you, the subscribers and members of our listening audience, for listening to our podcast, reporting and commenting on Formula One, the highest echelon of motorsport, a blend of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts, all wrapped up in a high-speed package. That's F1Weekly.com for all your Formula One needs.